Galatians chapter 3, verses 24 through 25. Let me put it another way. The law was our guardian until Christ came. It protected us until we could be made right with God through faith. And now that the way of faith has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian. That was through the NLT, so it might be a little bit different than what you had up there. All right, we're going to start with a really quick icebreaker, and it's going to kind of solidify what I am talking about in today's message. So for those of you, can you hear me still? For those of you who can stand, I'd like you to stand in your pew for just a moment and stand up. For those of you who cannot stand, and if I'm squinting, I do apologize, it's very bright. Go ahead and stay seated and modify that by closing your eyes and kind of meditating on what we're doing so you can kind of move through this activity with us. Okay? So we're going to start by standing on our left leg and we're going to raise our right foot. We're just going to raise it for a few seconds. Kind of wobbly. Then we're going to put that foot down. Then we're going to stand on our right leg and we're going to lift our left foot. Okay? Try to lift it just a little bit off the ground. I see a few people wobbling. Okay, good. Make sure if you get a little loose, you hold the pew in front of you. Now, here's the tricky part. I want you to kind of wobble from left to right on your legs and see if you get a little unbalanced. And when you do it, kind of keep your foot up for a second. Okay, good. Okay, go ahead and have a seat. Now, I want you to close your eyes for just a moment. Go ahead and just close your eyes. Okay? So we're going to think about standing on those legs and lifting up our foot. How did that feel when you were doing that, when you were shifting back and forth? Was it awkward?
Unbalanced.
Yeah, unbalanced. Were you a little wobbly? Unstable is a good word for it, right? Did it also feel a little silly to be standing in front of everybody and kind of wobbling back and forth, maybe a little childlike? Yeah, of course it did. When we stand or when we hop on one leg, it disrupts our center of gravity, right? Throws us off balance. Suddenly, we're forced to rely on muscles we don't normally think about just to keep from falling, right? So when you were moving back and forth, did you have to think about it a little bit so you didn't waddle and then you had to kind of brace yourself? The movement becomes unsteady and uncoordinated. So we wobble and we strain, and before long, if we don't set our foot back down, we're going to fall. Why is that? It's because we're not stable. The foundation beneath us is fragile. Because we're teetering back and forth, right? So now compare that one-legged activity, that teetering back and forth, to what it would be like if we were standing firmly on both feet, planted on solid ground. So think about that. We're teetering, it's unsteady, but then when we have both feet on the ground, our foundation is strong and we're stable. Why does that feel safe? It's because we can balance. There's stability in it. The foundation isn't wobbly. It's not bumpy. There's strength in that. And yet, how often do we take that kind of stability for granted? How often do we not even think about it? Spiritually speaking, most of us, or at least many of us, are living life teetering on one leg. We don't have that foundation beneath our feet. We try to balance our responsibilities, our worries, our relationships, even our finances, all on our own strength. And when life gets bumpy, as we all know it does, right, and our foundation and ground feels uneven, we forget a very important fact. There's a path to stability. We just have to take it. We just have to move towards it. In the same way that we need a solid floor to safely stand and to move, we need a firm spiritual foundation to live healthy, holistic lives, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially. Without that stability in our faith, life becomes erratic and unpredictable. We wobble, we strain, and eventually we fall down. So the million-dollar question is this. How do we find that kind of stability? Where does it come from? So Jesus gives us the answer in one of his most profound, one of his most profound teachings, and that is the Sermon on the Mount. If you don't know where that's located, it is in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. In this sermon, Jesus is speaking to a Jewish audience and reveals something profound about the nature of righteousness. Up until his arrival, people understood that forgiveness came through confession and sacrifice that was seated under the law. They used the law as their guide and their structure of daily living. But Jesus begins to shift that understanding. In Matthew 5:48, he says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." That's a high standard, in my opinion, right? In fact, for me, it's impossible. It's impossible to meet on my own. So that's exactly the point Jesus is trying to make. We can't get there by ourselves, can we? So Jesus is showing us that we cannot achieve righteousness through sheer effort. We cannot steady ourselves spiritually by our own willpower. No matter how hard we try, we will always wobble under the weight of perfection. Right? Because none of us are seated in perfection. That's why we need grace. Galatians 3:24 through 25 tells us that the law was like a guardian, a tutor, leading us straight to Christ. It was never meant to save us, but to show us our need for a Savior. And then in Galatians 5:22 through 23, we're reminded that instead of striving towards meeting impossible standards, we're called to live by the Spirit, producing the fruits of joy, the fruits of love, the fruits of patience, the fruits of peace, the fruits of kindness, the fruits of gentleness, the fruits of faithfulness, and the hardest one for me sometimes, the fruits of self-control. Throughout the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus emphasizes something revolutionary. True righteousness isn't about outward behavior, it's about inward transformation. Again, it's not about outward behavior, it's about inward transformation. What does that mean? It means it's about our hearts. It's about what we hold inside of us, in our hearts. He calls us to live differently, to embrace humility, to show mercy, to seek peace instead of power. He also invites us to depend on God for all of our needs, to release our anxieties and our fears, and even to love our enemies, right? We're called to love our neighbor as ourselves. And boy, that would be an easy task if we were just loving on our family and friends, wouldn't it? But we're called to love the unlovable. And sometimes we are the ones who are the unlovable, right? So that's not natural, nor is it easy. And it's actually, in the world we live in, countercultural, right? So we're seated in a very demanding, egocentric, gotta have it right now world. And to put down our own needs and wants and desires, to help our neighbor, and to take the time to love and to show compassion, is not always an easy task because we're busy, right? So Jesus isn't giving us a list of rules. He's offering us a new way to live. He's giving us a stable way, a grounded way, and a peaceful way. And then, at the very end of his sermon, he paints a picture I think every one of us can understand. It's in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And it goes like this. He says that anyone who hears his words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. When the rain comes, when the floods rise, When the winds beat against the house, it stands. So why is that? It's because it has a solid foundation. But when the one who hears his words and does not put them into practice, he is like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. The same storm comes, but this time the house falls, and it falls with a great crash. Friends, the storm is no different. It's the same storm. The problem here is a fracture in the foundation. One is strong and one is wobbling, right? So let's go back to that one leg exercise we did at the beginning of this message. Trying to live life without Jesus as our foundation is like trying to stand on one leg forever. It's exhausting. It's unstable, and eventually we're going to fall down.
Yes, sir.
But when we build our lives on Christ, when we don't hear just his words, but we actually live them and try to live them out in the world around us, we find something different. We find stability, we find consistency, and we find strength. Not because life gets easier, because we all know that's not the case, but because our foundation gets stronger. So I'm going to circle back to a little bit of my testimony. It's going to be quick because that would be a whole other message. But it's one of the reasons why I'm incredibly passionate about youth ministry and why I spent 20 years in it. And I still do youth ministry today. So I was not raised in church. I was not raised in a relationship with Jesus. I found Jesus in my young adulthood on my own, picking through the Bible. As a child and as a youth, I was the kid that some of you might only see on a movie, right? So I was the girl running down the road in the rain, holding my baby brother, beating on a door of a house for safety and to call 911. Okay? I lived in a situation that was not becoming. It was violent, it was unkind, and it was not merciful. That led me to a series of very bad choices, coping mechanisms that aren't healthy. I won't go into listing in detail here. But it led me on a path of discovery. And had it not been for a friend of mine who was deeply seated in the fruits of the Spirit, who came alongside me with kindness, with mercy, with grace. She didn't hold any judgment. She never even discussed it with me. All she really did as I was living through that trauma and trying to get through my young 20s, which is can be hard on some, is take a seat next to me in patience, in wisdom, and in love. And it was just her quiet presence that allowed me to see Jesus. And so it was through those moments of picking through my own trauma and discovering who I was that I figured out my path was meant to lift people up and to love the people in front of me, right? So we all come to the table in our own brokenness. We all come to the table with our own baggage. But when we learn how to weave our foundation back together, when we learn how to place both feet on a stable floor, we know how to live through Christ, and that's all that matters. He doesn't call us to be perfect, because we're never going to get there. But he does call us to have mercy. He calls us to have peace, and he calls us to love, even when it's hard to love a young 20-year-old, a young teenager like me, who is very unlovable, right? So it took somebody kicking through some beer cans to love me through it. So that's what we're called to do. That is what grace is about. And that's why it's important for all of us collectively to build a foundation together. Because God didn't create us to do it alone. All right. So I'm going to leave you with one burning question. Are you standing on solid ground? Or are you just trying to keep your balance? Because true foundation, real lasting stability, doesn't come from us. It comes from a relationship with Jesus. All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you acknowledging that so often we've tried to do life on our own. We try to balance everything in our own strength, and we grow weary. We wobble, and we fall. Lord, remind us that you have given us a firm foundation through your Son. Help us not only to hear your word, but to live it out daily. Transform our hearts, shape our desires, and root us deeply in your truth. Give us stability in every area of our lives, and teach us to trust you fully. As we branch out into the world, help us to be salt and light for you, and help us to be your hands and feet. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.